At the 2012 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with April Hemmes. I'm going to let you tell us about you because I understand you are an Iowa farm mom, and we want to talk about this America's Farmers Mom of the Year program.
Hi, yes, I'm April Hemmes. I'm from Hampton, Iowa. And in my situation, I'm the farmer. My husband doesn't farm. I do the farming. So I have 1,000 acres, and it's all family-owned and a 40-head cow-calf herd. So that's my operation. It's a century farm. So I've been at home farming for 27 years now. So that's my farm.
Well, how did you get involved in this America's Farmers program?
Well, in the America's Farmers Farm Mom of the Year, my daughter got a letter in the mail and opened it up, and it was from a neighbor lady, and she said, "Ruth, I think you really need to nominate your mom for this." And being 16, she looked at me and gave me the eye roll that those 16-year-old girls do so well. And I go, "Hey, Ruth, there's money in this gig because the regional winners all get $5,000. So I said, "Hey, if I win, I'll give you the money for college." So she aggressively wrote, what you do is you go to americasfarmers.com, and she wrote a 300-word or less essay about what I do, and they would like to know what you do on your farm, what you do for the community and education in ag, and then just about being a farm mom in general. So those are kind of the things they look for.
And I understand we're in the third year of this program. We're kicking off another round so that people can be nominated like yourself. What has this meant to you? I know that you were selected as a region winner just about a year ago, right?
Yes, I was selected as a region winner. And when I got the phone call when I won, I was actually having a really bad day on the farm because it had rained. I still needed to get 50 acres more beans in the ground. So I was taking cattle out to pasture, and I had the truck and trailer on, and I get this phone call. I'm like, "Oh, what now?" It was one of those days. And they said, "April, we'd like to tell you you've won." And I literally almost drove the truck and trailer in the ditch because I couldn't believe them. So I stopped and I go, "You're kidding, right?" So it's just one of those days. It's so great to find these things out and to know what's happening. And so then I've gotten to do some speaking and at events, and just being here at Commodity Classic is great because I got all of us regional winners, which we had never all met each other, and we got us all together, and it's been a great experience.
Well, this program sponsored by Monsanto, like we said, has been going for a couple years here. Do you see, I know that there's a lot of talk about farmers telling their stories so that people who don't really understand where their food comes from may maybe have a better understanding. Do you do that kind of thing, see that kind of role as being important to you as a farm mom?
Yes, I do. And nobody tells the story of agriculture better than the farmers. And coming from a woman on the farm, they just seem to take it to heart more, and it's more believable because we're out there every day. We know what's going on, and we're not going to do anything to harm the environment or our farms, so it endangers passing it on to the next generation. And it's just a story that really needs to be told and educate the public on what we really do. And America's Farmers does a great job of that. They have videos of farmers telling their stories, and if you go there and just hear the stories of the farmers, it'll help you understand farming more.
All right. Well, thank you so much for visiting with me here at the Commodity Classic. We're in the Monsanto booth. And for those who maybe know a farm mom they want to nominate, the new contest has begun. And you go to americasfarmers.com. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.